CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Wendelin van Bredow of The Economist magazine. She covers Europe for us, and I'm very keen on the German election and how Europe sees it. Right now, I learned from The Guardian, this is the English newspaper, I do not have the German. German election too close to call as SPD lead evaporates. A coalition appears inevitable in reflection of the increasing fragmentation of German politics. Wendelin, a very good day to you. Thank you. The exciting headline says that the lead that the SPD has enjoyed these many weeks, led by Olaf Scholz, has either disappeared or in the final moments people are going back and forth between the CDU, Angela Merkel's party, led by Armin Laschet, and the SPD, the Olaf Scholz's party. This closing of the polling, and there's closing elsewhere in the other parties that will form the coalition. Was this expected, Wendelin, or is this a surprise? Good day to you.
Good day, John. It was expected by some who predicted that the CDU will recover, that the SPD's lead was a temporary phenomenon. But it is astonishing. So the last big opinion poll says that the SPD is now at 25%, the CDU at 23, so not that much of a difference. And then the FDP, the pro-business FDP at 12, the AfD, the far-right party, at 10, and the far-left, Die Linke, at 6. So it seems, and you know, that even the next few days will still be, next 2 days will be important, because there, many people seem to decide at the very last minute.
Yes, the election is on Sunday, the 26th. Isn't that nice and civilized? Rather than taking a work day off, the Germans vote on Sunday. But there will be days afterwards in which the coalitions must form. And there is Wendelin's teaching. There is the traffic light coalition, which would be the red. That would be the socialists. The green, that would be the Green Party. And the FDP, that would be representing the other color, the yellow color. The FDP is a party associated with Herr Lindner and the business community. So an unusual combination. There's also the Jamaica, having to do with the Jamaica flag, which would be the now ruling party of the CDU, with the FDP, and at the same time deal with the Greens. Again, there will be controversy and contest. However, Wendelin, I am keenest on what you've taught me. Look to other capitals in Europe in these closing days. I won't ask you to choose. I will ask you, what does Paris watch right now in these closing hours, and what does Brussels, the EU, watch in these closing hours, given how critical German economy is to the recovery in the pandemic?
Well, Paris and Brussels are watching very closely, because it is really in Europe, in the EU, where German influence matters most. And so in some ways, it's also within the EU where Mrs. Merkel has disappointed many, because she didn't grapple, or she didn't really deal sufficiently with the weakness of its indebted southern states. And only during the pandemic did the EU, and Mrs. Merkel had a big say in this, create a financial instrument that lets the EU issue jointly guaranteed debt and dispense some of the cash as grants rather than loans. So, you know, Germany is very important for the EU, which is why this election is being very, very closely watched in both in Paris and in Brussels.
And in Paris, what does – Macron is running for re-election. He says that he hasn't started his campaign, but he's always campaigning. What is he watching for between these two possible coalitions? What favors him? What does not, unless they both do?
Well, Mrs. Merkel was unknown, right? I mean, she's been around for such a long time. Monsieur Macron knew who he was dealing with, and for Germany, the friendship with France is very important. And so I think he could rely on Mrs. Merkel also to back him, mostly in difficult moments. He will hope for a continuity candidate. And in some ways, both Scholz and Laschet, Mr. Scholz from the SPD and Mr. Laschet, the CDU candidate, a continuation of Merkel's policy. Laschet, of course, is her handpicked successor, and Mr. Scholz is doing everything he can to basically portray himself as a Merkel clone almost. I mean, you know, to the extent that he's copying her hand gestures. So that, I think, for Mr. Macron is sort of good news, because then he knows it's a familiar figure that he will be dealing with.
The puzzle then. Well, let's look into how they presented themselves. Olaf Scholz is the finance minister. So I read that he's very familiar to the German public, and he's associated with Mrs. Merkel's policies. One of the policies that is not obvious to me from this distance is he's said to be a socialist. Where is the socialism in the SPD? Is it there? Is it hidden? Did it go away?
Oh, it didn't go away. It's very much there. And the two party chairmen, Norbert Walter-Borjans and Saskia Esken, are very much to the left of Mr. Scholz. Mr. Scholz, you're right, is an ultra-moderate. I mean, he could be part of the moderate wing of the CDU almost. So he's very moderate, but his party base isn't, and nor are the two party leaders. They are far more to the left. And so what's going to happen now is, if the SPD is involved in the coalition talks, as is likely to be the case, you know, whatever coalition he comes up with will have to be approved by the 400,000 SPD members. So, you know, his party is more to the left than he is, than Mr. Scholz, which will become a problem almost certainly, you know, for him after the election.
Armin Laschet, if he is to lead a coalition, does that mean no change? Does that mean Paris would be comfortable with Armin Laschet more so than Olaf Scholz?
I think Paris would be quite comfortable with Armin Laschet, because Armin Laschet is a committed European. He's from Aachen. He loves Charlemagne. I mean, Europe is very important for him. So in that sense, you know, they can count on an ally there. But of course, Mr. Laschet also wants to be different from Mrs. Merkel in some ways. You know, as much as he is her successor, he's also promising change. Because, you know, as we know, not everything went swimmingly under the 16 years of, during the 16 years of Mrs. Merkel's rule. So he has to pitch himself. I mean, something has to change. You know, we can't just sort of continue to muddle through.
One remark that I've read that struck me as fun is that there's a German word for Mrs. Merkel for kicking the can down the road or not making a decision. I believe the word is Merkel. Merkel?
Merkel.
Yeah. Merkel is a one. I will borrow that word. It's very useful here in America as well. We have politicians of similar stripe. Mr. Laschet or Mr. Scholz, are they decision makers or are they Merkels?
I think Mr. Scholz is probably a bit more of a decision maker. He has shown that as mayor of Hamburg and also as finance minister. He's now prepared to not respect the debt ceiling anymore. You know, the debt break, as they call it, which is enshrined in the constitution, but he's sort of annulled it now for 2 years, or suspended rather than annulled it. So I think he is capable of making very bold moves. I think Mr. Laschet is more of the Merkel mold. They also, what they say here a lot in Germany about Mrs. Merkel, that she tends to sit out problems, aussitzen. That's very much a Merkel thing. She just waits. She hopes it'll just pass. It'll blow over. And she's done that on many issues for a long time. That's sort of part of her method, of the Merkel.
Very successful for 16 years. Mrs. Merkel did not participate in the election until these last days. I read that she made a strong speech in favor of Armin Laschet. Is that understood to be determinative for this closing of the polls? Is Olaf Scholz having to deal with the fact that Merkel has endorsed Laschet for the first time boldly?
She has, in truth, it's been more than in the last few days, in the last few weeks, because it's been looking gloomy for Mr. Laschet for about 4 or 5 weeks for longer than just a few days. So she has then started to be far more present in the election campaign and even made a big speech in the Bundestag where she very much backs Mr. Laschet and attacks Scholz for not saying categorically no to a coalition with Die Linke, with the far left party. She says, you know, that's what you might be getting. You might be getting a very far left coalition. So be careful. And so she had very clear words, and that wasn't her choice. She would have preferred typically Merkel just to really stay above the fray, you know, be a sort of almost elder stateswoman and drift off into her well-deserved retirement. But she had to come back in part because Mr. Laschet was doing so badly in the latest polls.
Wendelin van Bredow is the European correspondent for The Economist magazine. These are the last hours of the German election, which is the biggest change in Europe's leadership in 16 years, several presidencies, and the decision on Sunday will determine a great deal of the recovery from the pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.